You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey everybody, it is Toronto Unicorn here, and I am here with a story time to keep you all entertained as always. I have been in this lifestyle, this swinger lifestyle, for years now. I go to clubs that are, you know, for play, on-premise play. Keep in mind, I'm on YouTube. I'm going to watch what I say in the language that I use, and you'll have to come to my fan page after to hear me unleashed about the whole fucking ordeal. All right, ready? So I have been into these club lifestyle scenes for a while. I have seen it all. I have seen multiple men on women. I have seen multiple women together. I've seen, you know, certain kink nights, heavy theme nights. Like, I've seen a lot. I've seen, you know, a lot. And when I look back and think of all of the voyeuristic experiences or all of the immersive experiences that I have actually participated in, even if I didn't have the sex myself, I actually was able to narrow it down. So one of the biggest nights I've had at the club was back when I took a date, which was a male-female couple called Mr. and Miss Gila Valentine. They do have their own Starring Gila Valentine playlist on this channel. You can click the link in the description of this video to find it. And so they were a couple I entertained once in a while in terms of having like a lot of fun, threesomes, things like that. So on this particular night, which was about a year ago, and I did document this on YouTube in a vlog and a mini story time then, but this is a story of when I went in there with a girl who had agreed in advance to be my submissive, to agree to do what I wanted to do, and she was going in there to take as many men as she could humanly take. And that was her goal, right? So I felt like she was my sexual Barbie doll, and I was able to watch her play with all these people and get fulfillment out of it, even though it was not me like involved in the actual scene, right? So this was like my dream come true. So she's a wonderful, wonderful, I love to call her a happy slut. I have to keep my language clean relatively, but she's just happy around men, around women. She's a pleaser, she's submissive, she likes to go all out. And so when I have that on a leash, metaphorically and physically at a sex club, feeding her to all the available gentlemen who, you know, qualified as suitors, I like to say, then I get to see magic happen. So on this particular night, she went in there willing to take as many men as possible in her mouth, in her down there. No anal, because we did try actually. And the very first guy that we said, sure, you could put it in her, you know what? You know, he went a little too fast, tore it. It was game over for that. So we did learn that, you know, no unsupervised anal, no one who has not done that before is invited there. We learned that. But basically, I was there while she took multiple people, like one after another, one in the front, one in the back, another one would join the front. Now, I'm calling it front, back, because I'm on YouTube. I'm also wearing this, you know, not revealing very much because I'm on YouTube. I have a fan page, and you can find the link on torontounicorn.com, and I tell these stories in the After Dark version there, so you're going to have to come. But basically, she was surrounded by guys who, let's just go into their mind for a second, they saw the happiest girl, so inviting, willing to give them the BJ of their dreams, and all they had to do is say thank you after and walk away. That's it. So you get to see in their eyes, this girl who's going to give them their, you know, good night that they're going to tell their guys about later, right? So one after another, these guys are coming up. And I was like, you know, be rough with her because she wants to be rough, or like, you know, make her give you the BJ that you want. And so guys would literally like push her head down and make her gag, and she would like that. And like, yeah, no, I kept that girl busy. I remember I heard her speaking at one point during the scene, because I was directing the scene, actually. This was one of my first director roles of a scene. And I remember saying, if I can hear you talking, you're not sucking enough dick. Like, that was like without any kind of comma laughing out loud at the end. Just get to work, bitch. That's kind of my dom or femdom style sometimes. It was consensual. She was my very willing submissive. And it was just truly a really fun vibe. So she also likes being used and abused like that way, wanted to be of service to as many people as possible. So if I didn't make her live up to that, she wasn't going to get that internal reward either. So anyways, I saw her take in total 13 men, 13, one after another, as many as we could go. She finally tapped out at the end. She was glowing. You could see it radiate off her that she was happy, it was like when you see somebody just get so fulfilled out doing their very favorite activity. And so I did actually capture that in the vlog on YouTube. It was so good. So it was an incredible thing to be a part of. I was glad that I was able to have this fun from the sideline, so to speak. And I saw 13 men get the night of their night of their lives. I'm pretty sure they won't get that one repeated, but we'll see. This world and this lifestyle tends to make fantasy fulfillment almost mundane, if you can believe it. I'm about to take this a little bit somewhere more comfortable and go to my fan page where I don't have to be so uptight about following rules and censorship. So if you want to come hear the rest of the story, it is going to be right there on my wall waiting for you.